it's Dan. So in today's video, I just wanted to talk about stepping up in order to get what you want out of life. And what happens is when we take on a new coaching client, they seem to have an issue with changing the things that they do on a daily basis. And they're basically stuck in this repeating pattern. And the stuff that has got them so far, they keep doing again and again every single day. They've got bad habits, basically. They're not on time, they're late for things, they don't do the work that they're supposed to work, they're supposed to do. And then they make excuses, you know, I've not had enough time, I was late and this other thing went on. And like we can all make excuses, can't we? We're all good at doing that. What we're not good at is taking that feedback, taking that criticism and saying, you know what, you need to step up. When are you going to step up so that you can change your life fundamentally to make it vastly better than it currently is? And who's going to take that responsibility? Because if you're not going to take that responsibility, well, who else is responsible for your life? There's only one person who's responsible for your results so far, and that's you. Blame the government, you can blame the Prime Minister, you can blame Mercury rising in the West, whatever you want to blame. But it's all irrelevant. The bottom line is, you're responsible for your own results. And if it means you have to be on time somewhere, and be on time somewhere. And if you are late, and you know what, we're all late from time to time. If we are all late, then that's fine, you'll get those results from being late, won't you? I know it sounds pretty harsh, but it's one of the things I seem to be quite good at as a coach, just saying it as it is. And if you want that result in your life, then you need to step up, basically. You've got to start doing what you say you're going to do. If I could just get people to do that one thing, you wouldn't need a coach, we'd all be millionaires. But people don't. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They don't get to where they say they're going to get to. They don't accomplish the things they say they're going to accomplish. And okay, sometimes it's fear. You know, there's those emotions. But as I said to a client today, if you just imagine that you're a robot and you're knocking on doors, and as a human you get rejected, you feel really bad and you're going to stop knocking on doors. As a robot, what do you think would happen if you didn't have those feelings? You'd just keep going until you got the result, wouldn't you? And that's exactly the same thing. You've got to keep going until you get that result. We are human, we're not robots. I understand that we have emotions. You've got to take control of those emotions. And I know why we do it. We do it because no one ever teaches us how to take control of our emotional state. Unless you do a Tony Robbins course, and even then it's a weekend. It's not something that you can put into habit. But now's the time, folks. Now's the time. If you want to start getting these results, you do what you say you're going to do, and you get rid of these emotions that are stopping you. These fearful things that are stopping you, fear of failure, fear of looking silly, fear of rejection. Just get rid of them. It doesn't matter. I'd rather get rejected a billion times and be a billionaire than be rejected no times and just work for a living like 99% of the other people. And that's the difference that makes a difference in your life. You've got to go out and you've got to do the stuff that you say you're going to do.